Hi, dictation for Kimberly Jenkins, Kimberly Jenkins, Kimberly Jenkins. Date of service is 2/3/2026. The date of birth 6/1/1972. Date of birth 6/1/1972. Date of accident 10/23/2025. Again, patient is here for a follow-up visit, and she was involved in an accident. As a restaurant driver, where she was rear-ended at an intersection light that caused her various symptoms, including headaches, TBI symptoms, pain in the neck and the lower back, with a severe spasm of the upper trapezius, quadratus lumborum, and paravertebral muscles, as reported earlier. And the patient has a special pain in the neck area. She is unable to move the neck and is in a constant spasm. She do not have any radiation of pain from neck down to the upper arm, but she does report numbness and tingling of all the fingers, all five fingers on both sides. In addition, lower back pain is shooting down to her both legs, front and back, which is as numbness and tingling constantly. Pain level is 9. ADLs are affected 9 and 10. Sorry, the pain level is 10. ADLs are affected 10. Patient reports 10% improvement so far and is begging for injections to the neck area. He has taken off from work for this reason. She was asked to leave because she could not manage. Please review the records for ADL system review, additional issues, substance abuse, and compliance history. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 128/112, pulse 96, pulse ox is 100%. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 1/28/2026, dictation number 0225-014. In the physical examination, kindly mention that there are 4 trigger points noticed, 2 in the cervical and 2 in the upper trapezius muscle at the junction of the neck to the shoulder, as a palpable rebound tenderness areas of a tender spots. And patient has been begging for injections, although there is a complete spasm of the both trapezius and both quadratus lumborum muscle and paravertebral muscle from L1 to L5 bilaterally. SI joints are also found to be tender with positive Faber and Gonsalin test. Patient has been begging for a shots to the lower back for epidural injections for a while, but could not be done due to the issue with the fluoroscopy machine. The maps were reviewed for the patient and were found to be in compliance. Patient is provided with the pain medication, which is Tylenol codeine, that she's continuing from the previous visit of 1/28/2026. She is provided with the following procedure. The procedure that is being done is trigger point injections time 4 to bilateral trapezius muscles at the area of cervical and middle fiber, thoracic fibers, at the junction of the neck to the shoulder. Each trigger point was confirmed, palpated with the help of the patient, and was found to be tender with rebound tenderness, and has been selected, marked. The area was exposed and with the consent of the patient, cleaned with alcohol and betadine. 3 cc's of injection was carried out with a 3 cc syringe with Marcan and dexamethasone. And entire needle was withdrawn, bandages were applied, no excess blood was lost. Patient did report complete relief, and she was advised to visit us a week from now. The patient is walked out in a stable vital signs. Thank you.